We find in the beginning of the parasha that Yitzchak is praying for Rivka that she should be able to have a child. She was in a couldn't have children, and Yitzchak prayed and Yar Telo, and Yitzchak was answered. At Tzadik ben Tzadik versus Tzadik ben Rasha. But we see Yitzchak praying for Rivka. Yet, ironically, the Briska Rav points out that why don't we find Avram praying for Sarah? Sarah also couldn't have kids. And also, especially since, you know, Baisa Avos similar, but Yitzchak followed in the ways of Avram. He did everything he was going to do. He even wanted to leave Eretz Yisrael, but that he couldn't because he was a Ola Tamima. But he followed, he was more of the Mesorah guy, whatever Avram did. So why would he do, how come he prayed and Avram didn't pray? So the Briska Rav explains, because we know we have a klal, you're not going to pray for a miracle. The whole discussion was even good if a nes happens, but one's not, ain't so good on a nes, but you're not mispowel for something that a piteva can't happen. It's a tefillah shav. In fact, that's a whole major debate among the Gedolei Yisrael in terms of maybe it's a metzias, maybe it's a halachic issue, that when someone's, let's say someone is so sick, or shechta sedo b'maisim panovich, or if it was shach, the two Roshi Yeshiva in panovich, so they were saying to Hillam, this one of someone was very sick, and one of the rabbi said to the other, like, what are we doing to Tehillim? Like, let's bring out the Tachrichim. In other words, there's nothing we can do. We can't pray for a nes. And he said, but no, a similar situation happened, and this person came back. He said, okay, implying, if you know something's impossible, piderech hateva, so then you don't do it. You know, I guess you get into how unlikely it's going to happen. So, that's it. And when, you know, when you say, when you, or maybe you just say to Tehillim for, let's find the cure Alpi Teva. Whatever the case is, so we don't, if it's Alpi Teva, not possible, so that's the call. You're not supposed to be mispalled, kriya tefila shav. So the Briska Rav explains this to you based on the Medrash. The Medrash said that the reason why Avram didn't pray for Sarah is because Sarah physically, it was well known, it was public knowledge, that Sarah could become pregnant. There was some physical issue. So therefore, it wasn't done that she just wasn't, like, she was lacking, you know, maybe fertility treatment, but Sarah physically couldn't become, that's what you needed the nes. So therefore, Avram knew, he's a tefillah, you don't pray for a miracle. So therefore, we don't find Avram, according to the Medrash, we don't find Avram praying for Sarah. Masher Inkain, Rivka wasn't common knowledge, and it was just a matter of that still Alpi Teva, from what they knew, she could have children. So therefore we find Yitzchak praying for Rivka, and that's the distinction is, and that's the klal, when it's, we don't pray for a dove and nes, but something which could happen al derech hateva, so then you have a chiyuv to be mispalo, and hence Avram did not pray for Sarah, because it would have been asking for a nes, and in some kind of an nes, and would not bespal a nes. But Yitzchak, it wasn't derech nes, it was still within the realm of derech hateva, and therefore we find Yitzchak praying for Rivka to have a child.